This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
I was an only child, an only boy, and the oldest in my family, out of all the other cousins and so on. And I was really close to my mom, and I guess, I was always a bit odd. I always, a little bit effeminate, or people just didn't quite know what was going on. And, I didn't like hanging out with guys very often, playing sports and all that stuff. So it's a long story in the sense that I ended up being separated from my mom. She became ill, and my father ended up looking after me for a short while, and that didn't work out. So I was alone for a little while when I was about 10 through 12, defending for myself, and then I moved in with the next-door neighbor. A nice lady, I guess she was about 50 at the time. She was also a single mother and had an older son who was older than me. He was about 25. And, around the age of 10, you start realizing what you like and what you're attracted to. And it was a difficult time for me anyway, being separated from my mom. And I just not necessarily took on her persona, but I ended up acting more feminine and, like, using her whatever was left of her hair products and some of her clothes and that kind of thing as either to compensate for the fact that she was gone, or I'm not sure if it was for that or if it was for me to come to terms with myself. And eventually some guy friends that I had when I was growing up, common experience for most guys, fool around when you're younger, seeing if, you both have the same parts and how they work. And except for me, I really enjoyed it. I remained quite unique, and I, well-dressed, and I had dyed my hair all the time and did weird stuff with myself. And at a point in time came when my stepmom was actually quite embarrassed by me. And I knew that she was not, very open to homosexuals either. So it was a difficult place for me to be in. And eventually one day I guess when I was 15, I came out and said, yes, I am gay, and I don't want you to have to deal with this, so I'm going to move out. So I did. I moved out, and which was probably a good idea for our relationship with me and my stepmom, but also it was quite bad in the sense that I did a lot of things that I probably shouldn't have. I assumed that when I was living on my own that I could just go and do what I please when I want. So I was getting into gay bars quite young, underage. I learned how to drink way too much and smoke and do all those horrible things way too early. And, I frequented bathhouses. As soon as I moved out, I put an ad in the paper in the local, I guess it would be like the Village Voice type of thing, want ad, and lied about my age, of course. But that's where I took on my first real experiences with other gay men. It was quite traumatic because a lot of them were older. And, they saw me as a real treat because I was young and I was, I guess cute at the time. And some of them took advantage of me, and so on and so forth. But from it all, I think I've grown, and I'm still gay. I moved to Vancouver, and I'm best friends with my stepmom now. She's, she asks a few questions every once in a while, and I'm very blunt with her, and I tell her exactly probably what she doesn't want to hear, and she won't ask any more questions for about another 6 months. But she's curious, and she's very supportive. When I was at school, I lived in a small town, and I stuck out like a sore thumb from other guys for a lot of reasons. I just dressed differently, and I was into different things, arts and drama and, the token fag type of idea. And everyone else seemed to know before I did. All the jerks at school, all the guys would call me fag and everything else. And I had this slew of lady friends that would stick up for me all the time. And it was really embarrassing for me at one point in time, because when I finally decided I was going to tell everyone, I felt bad for them because they defended me for so long, but it turned out just as well, because they said it shouldn't matter anyway. They were calling me a fag to be derogative towards me. Not that being gay was bad, they said, but, when you finally do admit to being a fag, then they'll find something else to call you, which is equally as derogative. So, you know, my friends were pretty supportive. I didn't lose any friends over it, that's for sure. I probably gained more enemies when, you know, people were a bit shocked that I was not only looking like one, but, you know, openly acting like one as well. Not that I'd, you know, run around with limp wrists and a lisp and tight knees. I just, you know, if somebody asked, I wouldn't hesitate in saying so. And I had the support of my friends, which was really wonderful. And it, you know, they were about as curious about it as I was. I mean, half of them were still virgins. Gosh, up until a few years ago, so they were always living vicariously through me and all my strange sexual experiences. It was a good experience. My actual family, my blood family, where my mom's from, they were more supportive than my stepmom, only because they felt sorry for me. And, you know, they're not very educated, so it was a bit difficult for them to grasp to. But like everyone else, they got used to it. And as I said, my stepmom and I are best friends now, and she's, you know, supportive as much as she can be, as much as she understands. And my father didn't take it very well. I hadn't spoken to him in many years, and I guess he found out some way or another and doesn't want to have anything to do with me, which is, you know, just as well. It was a tainted relationship even before he knew, so it just added to the fire. But that's fine. Other than that, I don't have any enemies out of it. Let's put it that way.